Jeez, I don't know what happened there. Again.
Yeah, I could hear you saying
all that stuff. Yeah, yeah, but I couldn't hear you.
You hear me, but
yeah, I couldn't hear you. That was the problem on that one. Okay. But I'm going to resend it to you. You heard what I was saying about the tracking system and everything?
Yeah.
Okay.
I heard it.
Yeah. I just wasn't getting anything back from you. It seemed like you could hear me, but I wasn't hearing you. Okay, give me 1 second. Where's that pricing page I sent you? Same one. Here it is. And we want to build on this service area, too. I mean, it looks like they got you listed locally for pressure washing in the down there, but I want to build on this service area. And you will, actually. So that's another huge benefit to having that Google Places placement and working with a Google partner. We could target more than just, like, the area that you're verified in. It can actually cover a range of 30 to 40 miles. Usually if you want to go further than that, then we want you to do like Google Ads or Google Guarantee. That's the only other way we could get you showing in places that far away from you. That's, you know, because it's not a local listing. The local listings only cover a certain radius from where that pin is sent. But you're not actually PIN verified your Google Business profile either. It looks like they just created the profile, but they haven't actually done any verification. So we'll knock that out too. That's a huge credibility factor. I think if somebody's looking at your listing, they want to make sure that your license insured, fully legit.
Oh, okay. Now, I thought that was something they only did with the Google Guarantee. Now, that was one thing.
No, we
did
that. We did that for
also,
you too.
Oh, okay. That was another reason why I didn't probably sign up for the Google Guarantee myself after we had got done talking, and I thought about doing that or looking at it. You know what I mean? Because I wasn't real for sure how it worked, and I made a call. But as of right now, I don't have insurance. There's no license needed. But I don't have insurance, and it's just because I'm not, you know what I mean, like for
yeah. Then Google Guarantee is out of the question. Then you know, for us, yeah, I would have to tell you no on that. But the local listing, I could still list you. It's not a problem, especially if it's not required by your state. It's not a problem. This isn't just for your advanced verification. So that's different. The advanced verification is just a accreditation that they put on your Google Business profile, lets the customer know you have all those things. So it doesn't mean we can't list you without that. We can still list you there, but, you know, and then you'll have a regular Google verification with the PIN. But I think that having that shield and check mark is a credibility factor. Like you were saying, sometimes people, they go look at reviews. Some people go and look up, like, hey, is this guy licensed? Is he legit? And something happens, you know? Is he, like, having Pure Perfection has, like, an LLC in place. I know you manage, you know, versus somebody who doesn't, First Coast, for example, doesn't have an LLC. So the license isn't required for a Google Places placement, but when we do Google Guarantee, they do a background check through a third-party system. So it's not just Google verification. There's a third-party system that's doing a actual background check on you. Like they get your social and look up who you are, right? And that's part of that Google Guarantee badge is they guarantee that the client, we're backing the product and your work for $2,000 for the lifetime of the job, and that we've screened this professional and that he's got all these things. So, you know, who's to say that's not something that we can advance you to, though, later, you know? Obviously start with the local listing.
Yeah, where are you seeing what you just said that these people have a check mark or this or that, because I'm not seeing anything that you're talking about.
The Google verification check mark, it's a little blue check that they get. Let me see if I could pull it for these guys. Yeah, you know, it's weird. I'm actually not seeing one for Pure Perfection either. It might not be fully advanced verified. Like I said, it's not a requirement for them to have it, so maybe they don't have it in your area, but I could show you different industry and areas where they do have them or different clients that do have them. I think that would be a differentiating factor for you and Pure Perfection, for example. You know, they got you beat on the reviews, but you'll have the shield and the check mark and have the advanced verification. And then, of course, if you're running a sponsored ad or a Google guarantee, then you'll definitely show up above them. But I think even just having that advanced verification may increase your organic listings to the point where, or not your organic listings, your Google Places placement to the point where you're above them. But I actually don't see either Pure Perfection or First Coast Home Services having the advanced verification completed. So that might be something where you'll have a leg up on them. But what they do is here, I'll send you the form.
Is there something that maybe it can't be done, or maybe, like I was saying, I can't imagine too many people having insurance in this industry right now because they tried to literally charge me $12,000 a year for it.
Yeah, it's crazy. And that probably makes sense why they're not doing it either, you know? I mean, it's got to make sense. If it's not required and it's $12,000 a year, to be honest, just person to person, I wouldn't do it myself either, you know? My dad's 60 years old. He has a landscaping company.
But if you try to get, like, you know, if you try to get like jobs, a big, like, I'm sure... you try to get like a job with like
commercial contract
a
or
something like that or whatever. Yeah, they're gonna require. Yeah, but I just figure, that. I mean, I can always get it like instantly if I needed to. But like having it right now when I'm not even getting work, you know, except for if I get it through the Angie's List. That's the only way I'm getting work right now at this time. Well, like.
That's even more of a reason to do this stuff, you know, Jesse, is to grow your company and advance it to that point. You know what I mean? It's not designed for people to just, we don't expect people to, oh, you magically have $1 million to just go blow and throw yourself up there and be the number one guy. You know, the whole point is these guys go through, growing, right? You have to market yourself, get up there, you know, get the clients, get the reviews. Right? And then I was okay, now I'm making enough. Now I can hire some guys or I can go get the license and insurance. And now I'm showing up as, you know, advanced verified or I'm going to advance into Google Guarantee now. We have that done. We provide that to our clients. So obviously it's got to make sense, you know, and you're not going to advance into those things until it makes sense. Right now, the easiest way forward for your company would be that platinum package that I was offering you at $299. You're getting the Google Places placement, you're getting a Bing local listing, you're getting Facebook ads, you have the popular directory submissions, so you're on Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack. I mean, that's going to make sure with those 60 directories, the first page placement on Google and Bing and Facebook, that whatever platform they're searching on, you're showing up as an option. That's going to drive an increase in traffic, right? And then obviously the credibility factors are going to come into play whether you want a contract with somebody or if you're even going to hire somebody to work for you. They're going to want to know that I'm going to be able to work with this guy and make money, right? So at any point for your company to grow from where it's at now, other than it just being maybe you and a couple other people running around, you got to market. You got to get your name out there. You know, people got to be able to find you. And that's, you know, main meat and potatoes of this whole conversation and me following up with you. And, you know, I don't want you to go, oh, I don't need it. I'm not going to do it because maybe somebody's not explaining something to you. But then at the same time, you're sitting there going, how do I grow? How do I get better? How do I get bigger? How do I build my website? How do I, you know? So I hope that's something you can take away from that and we can grow to be friends. You'll appreciate that.
I don't think you're trying to pull a fast one, but I do understand that, you know what I mean, that there's a bunch of people doing it and I'm just trying to make sure that it is for me. Is it worth it? You got to understand.
Yeah, there's competition. You know, competition isn't a reason to not do something though. You know what I mean? Like if I went and said, oh man, I'm not going to try to make $1 million because these guys all are already making $1 million, you know, like, no,
yeah.
you know what I mean? You don't say, oh, they're doing it. So I'm not going to do
it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And and maybe I said that wrong. It's not the competition. It's not that I'm wondering whether I should deal with you or with somebody else or something. Mm-hmm. It's just wondering whether or not this actually works, and is it gonna be worth? Because I've never spoken to anybody that did this or tried to get to a Google places or tried to get to the top that it's worked or hasn't worked or whatever, because you know what I mean? Like one of my buddies that I spoke with,
the guy's doing it would be your competition though, you know?
As advertising's never worked for him. He's never done any good. He's never got any feedback from advertising.
A good point. There's a big point in that statement too, Jesse. He's not wrong. You know, the Google advertising is really only, or mostly and only beneficial, I should say both ways, to a service-based industry where you're providing a service, where you're going out to them. Those are the guys that do well. If you're selling stuff online, like I actually had a lady who's like, oh yeah, I want to sign up for this. And this was just yesterday. And, I sell pots, you know, she's like, I sell pots online and I want my website to be up there and people could just buy the pots right there and we ship it to them. And I let her know flat out. I'm like, hey, that's an e-commerce online business. I mean, most of your competition is selling stuff on Amazon and it's not going to be ideal to use this type of advertisement for something like that. In your industry, it's actually the most profitable way to market. For a plumber, for an HVAC contractor, for a roofing contractor, custom home builders, you know, in your industry, these people are searching for your service and actually call you and have you come back. Advertisement on Google is profitable to them. But there are some industries where it's like, hey, if you're just in e-commerce and you're selling a product online, it's not going to work. So comparing somebody's experience with marketing and they're in a completely different industry or doing something different doesn't mean that you're going to have the same experience, you know. I get that, man.
But he is in a service based similar. I mean, it's not pressure washing, but he does, you know, he installs and sells, you know.
I promise you he didn't work with me then.
he sells and installs, you know, like phone systems and different products and stuff, and he runs, you know, major wiring through buildings and different things like that. So that's besides the point. But what I'm saying is I just want to make sure that it's going to turn into, you know, when you look at it and you say $2.99 a month, well, for me to get my money back, I would have to probably do one job. That's one job a month. So is it going to make more than that? Well, it seems like yes, it would. But
I can't guarantee it. You know what I mean? So that's kind of off-putting.
Yeah, and that's the part that sucks. You know what I mean? And that's what I'm saying. Like when I signed up for this Angie's List, I was the same way at first. I was weary. I didn't know whether I should do it or not or whatever. But then when they said, hey, we're going to guarantee you that in the first 10 jobs we're going to get, if you don't get at least one job, then we'll give you your fee and we're going to give you for all 10 jobs that you paid for the amount of the lead. We'll give all that back to you if you don't get one out of your first 10 jobs. And that was a pretty good thing. And if you guys said something like that, like, hey, look, we're going to build this for you and we're going to do this and we're going to make sure this. And if you said, well, we guarantee you're going to be on the first page and we guarantee that you're going to get at least one or two jobs a month. Well, then that would be, or we'll give you your money back. It would be a no-brainer. But at this point, you're telling me that I'm trying to trust some guy that's in California that I don't know, I've never met before.
Yeah.
I'm just speaking to you over the phone. I've looked up your company, but I don't know, you know what I mean?
Google doesn't let us guarantee you stuff. That's the only reason why, unless it has to do with the Google Guarantee product. And there's a reason why
they don't let you guarantee it is because it's not guaranteed. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, so yeah. I So we could be 2 or 3 months down the road, and mm-hmm. I could not get any calls or anything, and now I've wasted $600-900 of my money, and then I'm having to start all over again. And that's what I'm saying. Like,
God didn't guarantee you're going to wake up tomorrow, but you're pretty confident you're going to wake up tomorrow. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I'm pretty confident because I know. But if you told me I'm a guarantee you're going to wake up tomorrow, how much, you know, like how good is that? I don't know you. I don't know who you are. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I don't think my job would be very necessary if that was the case. You know what I mean? the whole point, you know, in the service is just being honest with you guys. I mean, basically what you're telling me is if I would have called you up and lied to you, you know, we would be working together already. But I have no interest in
that.
Well, no, you
would.
Then if you're not here,
lied to me because I wouldn't have signed up for something that doesn't show something in writing or something. You know what I mean? So that wouldn't have done me no good.
HomeAdvisor gets their leads, Jesse? I mean, I sent you articles on that too. The HomeAdvisor stuff, the FTC talking about shutting them down. Like, they're calling you up guaranteeing you stuff. The Federal Trade Commission's talking about shutting them down for lying. You know what I mean? And that's been an ongoing thing. I can send you the article now. The Federal Trade Commission's been talking about closing these guys down for cheating small businesses like you.
Well, I understand, but listen, man, they've given me 8 leads in the last week, and I've closed 5 of the jobs.
And it still worked. And why can't you give me the benefit of the doubt? I'm telling you, hey, we're not going to charge you per lead. This is how we're going to help you get clients. We're going to put you on the first page of the search results. You said it yourself 100 times that you'd probably go that route if you were trying to find help yourself. You know, there's a lot of things you agree with, but I think the one thing that stops you from moving forward is, hey, it's not guaranteed. You know, when you started this company, it wasn't guaranteed that it was going to work out. But you dove into it, you know, and you go, hey, I'm going to make it work. Right, I'm gonna answer my phone. I'm gonna get these PIN verification.
Yeah,
in.
I'm gonna go to my client interview because I'm relying on myself. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not relying.
Well, there's more variables than just us.
Though.
We do need your cooperation in order to do it. I get that, and I've tried to show you that, and you know, that's basically what this last week's been about. Me and you having these conversations. It's that, you know, we're real. You know, this is a real job. I've been doing this for 12 years. You know what I mean? I'm here all the time. It's not like I'm just all random. You know what I mean? I sent you our reviews. You know who we are. You've talked to a representative from my company before you even got transferred over to me. You know, we're legit. Been around since 2004. That shouldn't be the question. What's in question is more just your fears and your concerns is what's stopping you from moving forward. And you know, honestly, in life, I mean, you probably have more life experience than me. I don't mean to call you old, but I'm only 32. So, you know that, you know, some of the best stuff in life is on the other side of just, okay, you know, putting that fear aside and we're going to go with it. Starting your company, started with that logic. You know, there's no guarantee it's going to work, but I'm going to go start this company and, you know, whatever happens, I'm moving forward with it. So the crazy thing is you already started the company, and then you're going, nah, I don't know if I want to put myself on the first page of Google because X, Y, and Z. You know, and it's like not having yourself up there is excluding yourself from 90% of your potential prospects even seeing you. You know, not having a website where they can see some before and after shots, like all those things are legitimacy things that. You know, you want to do right when you
and
start
how,
the business.
And how good is the website going to be?
Nice. Very nice. It's a My Site, so that's the Google custom website design. So you can make it look how you want it to look. We can have videos, photos, as much content as you want, unlimited amount of pages. It's got a responsive design. I'll send you an example right now while I'm talking. But it's got a responsive design for the iPhones, Androids, and tablets where it automatically shapes to fit the screen. Has less than a 3-second loading speed. Designed for this type of marketing. It's designed for Google Guarantee and Google Places placements. Now that's just a demo, so that's going to be like a simpler form of it, but we'll fully customize it. and we'll continue to do that because hosting is a part of your package too. So maybe you started out this way. 6 months from now, it might look completely different. You might have made changes to it or updated your logo or, you know, sent in more photos from jobs that you've gotten, et cetera.
Yeah,
but this is just a demo site. You see how it says, like, home, services, about, gallery, contact at the top? You can have unlimited amount of pages there. I mean, we could have a page for pressure washing, page that says power washing. You know, it's the same thing pretty much in my mind. but you get what I'm saying? We could have an individual page for each individual service, general idea of your pricing if you want to put it up there. Some guys do that. Depending on what you need, you know, if it's like graffiti removal, you can create a page for that and per square foot pricing, you're going to do that. And there's even a contact us tab in there. So it's like, if you're not answering phone calls, it'll automatically navigate them to that tab. They fill it out, goes over to your tracking system. You have a whole pipeline of leads that's building up there, even if you're missing the phone calls. So, you know, you'll get those leads too. Sometimes people don't want to place the call. Maybe they just fill out the form and go, hey, call me when you get a chance. This is what I'm aiming to do. And then, you know, you go into that tracking system, you have a whole pipeline of leads there. So it'll keep you consistent. It's like you have a sales representative working for your company 24 hours a day. Every time somebody, you know, within 30 miles of you looks up pressure washing, you know, they'll be able to see your reviews, see your site, have your verification done. You know, those are all huge credibility factors before somebody pulls the trigger and makes a decision to hire you. And like you said, you know, the first one we get pays for itself. Everything else after that's in the green, and then obviously, we're going month by month, so I know the only way we're going to get you to come back is if we monitor the trends on the analytics and recommend and make sure we have you showing up for the keywords that are yielding the highest return on investment for you. You've heard of Google Analytics,
somebody ever,
before, right?
Why would somebody ever cancel this?
It's not necessarily that they cancel. We could tell you to keep your money, too, you know? If I just find out you're a horrible person, and even though we have review monitoring every other week, there's a bad review up there that you're asking us to dispute or help you get removed, and we're just going, look, man, keep your money, you know? So it's not always just them discontinuing it. You know, you can get bad reviews, or if you relocate to another area, then your PIN verification isn't valid for a local listing in this area. So if you plan on relocating your business location, you know, more than 30 to 40 miles away, then you're no longer in this service area. You're in a whole different market competing with different people. You know, there's a lot of different reasons why a spot would become available aside from somebody just not doing it.
Yeah,
not to say there's not people that haven't done it. You know what I mean? If you live in the boonies and it's just like, hey, there's not a lot of call volume in that area in general, maybe it's not justifiable. But your industry and your service area, you know, the trends show consistent traffic, especially at this time of the year. Obviously, there are other times where it's, you know, it'll dive down a little bit, but for the most part, you know, it's pretty consistent year-round. And so we have guys where, like I said, I mean, even if they are running into that, if they would have talked to us rather than discontinue it, we would rather continue to work with you. You know, we have seasonal businesses. We put them on hold. I just reactivated an account 2 days ago from this guy that we had on hold for 2 months. 2 months. And he was dealing with a surgery. He had a varicose veins in his throat. He's a buddy of mine, old guy like you. But me and him take the same, like, omeprazole, you know, and he was telling me, like, oh, yeah, they found these varicose veins, and the only way to fix it, you know, is to have a surgery or else, you know, one of them can bust in his throat. So he called me up, and we put it on hold. We don't just cancel them, go find somebody else. Too bad, buddy, you know. You communicate with us. And, you know, obviously, it's in our best interest to work with the same person consistently rather than find a new guy every month, you know. So we put that on hold for 2 months. He called me back up, like, hey, I'm feeling good, ready to get going again. Let's go ahead and start me up. And, you know, I just activated his account, processed his payment, started all over again. Well, not start all over again because we had everything, but the payment information. So, you know, it's not just somebody discontinuing it is really what I'm trying to say. I turned it to a rant. There's various different factors why a listing could become available. For ones that don't, it could just be failed communication, card expired after 4 years, having trouble get a hold of them, phone number, for whatever reason, stopped working on their listing. We noticed that they haven't responded to any phone calls in their tracking system for the last, 3 months, even though it's paying for it, you know? And it's like, okay, then we got an unresponsive client. What's going on? We can't get a hold of them. Clients can't get a hold of them. Okay, well, stop billing them. Stop promoting them. Find somebody else. You know, there's a lot of things that happen.
Yeah.
I've been here all 12 years, so I've seen and heard it all.
Yeah, no, I understand, man. It's one of those. The only thing I could say, man, it's not that I, you know what I mean? I think sometimes people think that I have a problem trusting people or I do, you know, this or that. It's not, it's just.
Oh, you're a when you're, person.
When you're not making, you know what I mean? Like last week, I actually had a pretty decent week. If I could have that kind of week every week, this would be a really successful business. I mean, I made $3,000 last week, you know what I mean? Doing jobs, but so far this week, I got a job. I got a job yesterday and then I didn't have one today and I don't have one set for tomorrow and I have an appointment for Thursday, but I don't know if that one's going to go, you know what I mean? So this week I could go barely making the $299 that you're asking me to go for. So that's what it is. If everything was going well, I'd say, well, fuck it, let's do it, let's try it or whatever. But at this point,
It's the listing. It pays for itself with the clients and the exposure that it brings to the table. Those are opportunities, you know? Imagine if, like, yesterday, for example, or I think you said today, you didn't have work. You could go into a pipeline and actually call a list of people who've inquired about your services or have looked your business up and vet them. You know what I mean? And set the table. You know, if you were already up there, you could have got the calls directly throughout the day and somebody could have called you and set something up for tomorrow. You know, it's a lot better than going and hanging door flyers. Let me tell you, you know, I'm putting in that kind of legwork. And if you're already focused on the job, you know, and I don't think you're going to get out there and do that. So it's like, you got to do something. And then obviously you have Home Advisor. I get that, but those guys are going to nickel and dime every chance they get. You know, they got overhead on their opportunities. They sell the same lead to 4 or 5 people and they charge you for the lead even when you don't get it. And you got to drop your price to get it. You know what I mean? It's just, you got to market yourself, Jesse. That's the only reason that you're having those gaps. And obviously you're going, hey, $299, how am I going to justify it? It's supposed to justify itself. That's why we're able to offer this thing on a month-to-month basis. You know? If it didn't work, we'd tell you like Home Advisor, hey, sign up for a year. You know? That way we get paid whether you like it or not. You know what I mean? We go month by month. So these guys are coming back on their own. And obviously a smart business owner is not going to keep paying for something unless it's generating a return on investment from them. We know that.
Yeah.
So if we want to get paid, you got to get paid at the end of the day. So we use all the tools in our power to help these business owners be successful. And like I said, we've been doing that for almost 20 years now. So I don't see why you would be any different than the other tens of thousands of people that we've helped.
Well, I hope it works quick because I know I'm not gonna stay for very long with it not because I can't keep paying $299 a month and nothing.
Well,
so
we ask you when you first sign up because of the setup process to try it for at least 30 to 45 days. And I know that's been your hang up every time, but I'm not gonna retract that statement, you know, because the calls are recorded. I want to say that before you sign up. You get what I'm saying? I'm not going to say, oh, yeah, you will, and then you sign up and you go, oh, man, the 30th day, now everything's up and running. I'm getting phone calls, but my bill is due tomorrow. You know what I mean? That's a worst-case scenario, but, you know, I want to cover our end on that. If we're going to put in all the legwork, you know, building your site, doing the optimization, doing the Facebook advertising, you know what I mean? Odds are you'll turn stuff on Facebook before your Google advertising's up and running, but you know, we're still supposed to quote you 30 to 45 days before you could see everything completed.
Yeah. All right. Well, what do we need to do, man?
All right. So I'm going to create your profile within our company. You already have a Google Business profile, but any updates, we're going to submit that to Google, and then I'm going to send out your PIN verification letter. So is this street address still accurate that you have on your Google Business profile here?
3051 Creek Village Lane?
Yeah. Hold on, let me.
Yeah.
Actually, wait a minute. Yeah, 3051 Creek Village Lane, 32043. Okay. Mm-hmm. And same hours and everything, Monday through Saturday. Monday through Friday, 8 to 8, Saturday, 8 to 5, Sunday closed.
That was something I was hoping that you got. I mean, if it's going to help, you know what I mean? Like, on Sunday.
Like, open availability. Yeah.
I mean,
from my experience.
Sundays seem to be a day that people call and do things like that.
They do.
So,
yep.
So
they do, because you got to think your ideal customers are going to be a guy like me, where I want my driveway to look good. My home's my biggest investment in my life. And, you know, but I don't got the time to do it myself, but I'm working during the day. So more than likely, if I'm going to hire you, it's going to be late in the afternoon or it's going to be on the weekend, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. So we could change that, you know what I mean? And if it helps you to get to the front, I mean, you know, I would imagine that people are not stupid. If you put open 24 hours and they know what type of business it is, I'm not going to be getting calls at 3 in the morning, you know what I mean? Like, asking me to do
If that does become a frequent thing, you know, it's really just a phone call to me, and I can add some hours to it, you know. We can always adjust it.
Okay.
It's not like it's set in stone forever. You could just swap it out and get in there.
Why do you always call me from a weird phone, from like a phone number here local, and when I know you're in California?
Yeah, it's because it's on a voiceover internet system. So it like goes through and they like record the call. So like the way it goes through their voiceover internet system, it just generates a local number and then calls and then they record it.
Okay.
So it's going through my computer. Like I'm on a headset on a computer. No, I'm not actually on like a landline. Mm-hmm. Okay. Hours. Open availability, verified address. I'm going to hide your address, though. People aren't coming to you, so I'm just going to hide it.
I just want to make sure that it shows up, you know what I mean, when people, because before I put my address on there, man, if I did pressure washing near me, my business wasn't coming up.
When you had it hidden?
Yeah, when I had my address hidden, it didn't show me on there. So,
I mean, I could leave it. It's just a preference thing. I mean, if you change your mind after a while, or, I mean, God forbid somebody shows up to your door.
I mean,
but yeah. Just let me know. I could change it. I can leave it like that, too. It's less work for me to leave it, to be honest.
I'm imagining that that's the way these other people have to be doing it because like I see them on a map and everywhere that I'm seeing their business. Hold on, let me see if I.
It's not really a deciding factor. Yeah, like if you look at like Pure Perfection, they don't have their address displayed anywhere. It's not a requirement. Especially like when you're in a service-based industry, Google will tell us like if they're like PIN verify their home and they're in a service-based industry where they're going to the customer and the customer's never coming to them, we don't even have to display it. It's only like if you're like a brick and mortar business where, you know, you have a location, maybe you do flooring and then you have like tile or like a room where they can come in and see all the product and things like that. But
yeah.
You know, if you're a McDonald's and you want people to know that, you know, you're different than the other McDonald's down the street, then you want to verify the listing and show the address, so that way they can get directions to it. with your business and your industry, it's not required. So it's really just your preference.
Well, I guess for now we could leave it so it will show up. I don't know. I guess like you're saying, the pure perfection is showing up,
hidden,
but.
Yeah. No, theirs is hidden, but they're showing up top recommended. It's not a deciding factor. Like I said, the deciding factor of pure perfection is not even his reviews. It's he's working with a Google partner. That's why he's there. Patriotic Pressure Wash has the same amount of reviews. Limitless Pressure Washing has more reviews than him. And they are showing their addresses. You know? He's got the optimization done by a Google partner, so it's different. All right. And then what's your last name, Jesse?
Reed.
Okay.
R-E-E-D?
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Sound like action star from the 70s. All right. And then
but one thing I want to make sure, man, is we definitely need to do – I mean, some of the websites that I've seen from the companies that you do, you guys are using that generic website, and mm-hmm. I don't think that looks. I mean, we need to make sure that it's a little more customized and looks a little better and something a little more. You know what I mean? So if
I
we gotcha. Can't do that,
so,
then we might as well not
yeah.
start.
So,
you know,
so you're gonna get
like
a.
This, so.
There's gonna be a client interview tomorrow. And that's with one technician, and then the following day you're gonna get a call. From a guy named Steve Lyons, Lyons. He's one of our graphic designers. I'm going to set you up with him, and we'll customize your site, okay? That's all he does. That's literally his, I mean, he's a little socially awkward probably compared to talking to me, but he'll get it done. All right, and then what's your business email where I could send everything in writing? We're going to document the full agreement, and then I'm going to send you an invoice receipt as well. And then you're going to need to sign off on the bottom of that.
It's H2O Pressure Washing Pros at gmail.com.
Okay. Update. Okay. But you said not licensed and insured?
Well, there is no license. I don't know why people put that on here. There's no license that you can get to do this mm-hmm. in the state of Florida that I know about.
Okay. So it's not required.
Okay. Yeah, it's not required.
Okay, I gotcha.
And if I start getting work, I want to have insurance. It's not that I don't. I want to because there is some things that sometimes you could mess up. I mean, you know what I mean? I'm pressure washing this lady's home the other day, and her siding is continuously coming undone. And it's not because I did anything wrong. It's because her siding needs to be fixed and adjusted. But she could have blamed it on me after I left.
Yeah, that's why you want to have that LLC.
I do have LLC.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Because if you don't have something like that, and then somebody blames you for something that's already damaged, then you got no protection. That limited liability will save you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no. I'm definitely a registered LLC. I'm just not insured because I just can't understand it. I mean, I've owned 10 businesses in my life, and the most I ever paid was like $400 or $500 for the whole year for insurance.
Yeah,
and
well,
I
you're
used
in
to,
an industry.
And I used
so,
to,
like, for Google,
I used to do satellite, like, mm-hmm. I used to do satellite installation where I'm drilling holes in the customer's roof and getting up mm-hmm. on their roof and with ladders and all kinds of shit. And
yeah,
my insurance was like $400. My insurance was like $400 a year.
So
how
the reason we're asking
expect somebody to pay, you know what I mean? To pay
the reason, yeah, and I get what you're saying. The only reason we're even asking for it, though, just so you can understand from our perspective. you're in a category where, like, for example, if you did Google Guarantee, I have to put you into, like, a window cleaner category. And that's where all the pressure washing keywords are, the roof cleaning keywords are. They're all into that window cleaner category. Now, if somebody, it's not required that you have the insurance, right? But we know that if you get a contract from one of these skyscrapers out here that's, you know what I mean, getting you through Google Guarantee, they're going to want that. That might be a deciding factor. So why would we charge you a lead fee for that lead, you know what I mean, as a verified lead, and then you don't even have the licensing. We know at the end of the day you're not going to be able to close that guy. So that's the only reason why they ask it. It's kind of like a blanket statement that they have us ask. It's not always going to apply to everybody. So if it's not required and you're not getting those kind of jobs, then that's why I'm just like, okay, no big deal. Next question, right? So hopefully that kind of makes things a little more clear. But for the website,
I just don't understand what I'm trying to figure out is why it's so much, like why insurance. Is so much
yeah.
It doesn't make sense.
It's cheaper than in California. It's cheaper than California. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I don't know. It felt like I was in California.
It's about $3,000 cheaper. Yeah. Yeah. California, it's sad out here, man. But it's I don't know. I don't want to get too into it. Political stuff. I'm very libertarian in my thinking. Let's put it like that. Yeah. There's too much stuff going on out here. Anyway, you have a nice logo on your card. I've been seeing that around in a couple of places, and that's something I would definitely want to brand on your site. Is there any way you could send that in to us if I send you the email? Are you computer savvy?
Yeah.
Or phone savvy?
I have some before and after pictures and stuff. So whenever we deal with the guy for the website,
we want all of those. Yeah. We could even do that with the client interview technician, but you could send in the photos whenever. I'm sending you the email right now. I mean, you could continue to send them in. New jobs come in, you're going to get new photos. You know, you could send them in and just say, hey, I want this on the site. Take down the old one. Yeah, whatever the case may be. All right, so I sent you that email for that. Definitely send the logo, though, because that's just brand you. We want that. And then do you have, like, a work vehicle maybe already or, like, decals? Some pressure washing guys, they have, like, those big, you know, rigs on the back of their truck. Are you like that or you just have, like, simple machines?
No, yeah, I got a decent trailer but on the back of my trailer, I have a thing. You should be able to see it if you're looking at my Google business thing, the profile.
You should be able to see
in the pictures. On the back of my trailer, I have my logo there, and then there's a thing where it says commercial, residential, specializing in, and
that's what I thought was a business card until I blew it up right now. I was looking at it still like shrunk. I thought that was a business card, but that's actually on the back. Okay, yeah.
That's
the kind of photo that they would ask you to send in. They would actually send in year, make, and model of your car, and then the license plate. You could cover the numbers, but they just say like send it in so you can see the license plate in the state of Florida, and then they would say like logo, basically this exact thing. Yeah, it's covering all the bases on it. So good. You have your home up there, or is that somebody else's property?
Where?
It looks like there might be, this is Creek Village Lane.
I don't know who put that picture of my house up
there. Yeah, you got a whole picture of your house up there. Yeah.
Google did that, not me.
Yeah, but I mean, usually when they pin verify you, they don't send out a you know, and they do it that way. I mean, this is like something you would do for somebody that had a brick and mortar location. Like if people were getting turn by turn directions to you, this thing's got your whole driveway, front door up there. Like you don't need people pulling up to your house. It's just weird. If you don't want that up there, I could put in a request.
Yeah, you could
remove it.
Yeah, you could take. Yeah, you could take it off and.
I gotcha.
Take off the address if that. I just wanted to make sure. But if you're still going to make it to where when people put near me,
you'll still show.
Then,
Yeah, you'll still show.
Yeah,
the address
I would rather have my
different
address. I'd rather have the address off.
Yeah. You're going to them, so there's just no reason. I can just call you. I don't need to have that up there. I deactivate the turn-by-turn directions. I'll put in a request to get that removed. Okay. Now we need custom website logo. Good. Hours of operation. Good. Verified phone number. There's no other phone numbers other than this one that we're on?
No, that's it.
Okay, good. And that matches up already with the GBP. Okay, good. All right, I got everything. Just got to get your client interview, secure your first month, and then we're good to go until the client interview time. What's your schedule look like? Oh, you said tomorrow you're pretty open?
Yeah, I don't. As of right now, I don't have nothing going on.
All right, you want to set it tentatively like 2 to 3 o'clock tomorrow? I could do earlier, too. I could do like 11 to 12.
Yeah, let's do like 12.
Okay. Well, I have 11
but
to 12 available.
Well, 12.
Eastern Standard.
Mm-hmm. 11 to 12. Okay, yeah. So it's 11 to 12 my time, not your time, right?
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. That's 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. our time.
Okay. Here. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fine. We can do that.
All right. I'm going to send you an invitation, and I'll text you 1 hour before, too. I'll set up the automated text message reminder. If something pops up, like you have a job that pops up, we want you to go out and get that. You know, we'll reschedule the client interview. So just let us know.
Yeah.
Customers are always the first priority. We do have review monitoring too, but I always tell my clients, try to get as good a review as you can. I don't think that'd be a problem with you, but, and then if you do into some knuckleheads, give us a call ahead of time or try to beat them to the punch on it. That way we can monitor and verify if it's something malicious and it's not actually pertaining to the job. We can get them expunged pretty quickly. Like, somebody's just up there like, oh, this guy's an idiot, I hate him, and, you know, that's different. But if somebody's putting, like, photos up there and he did this and didn't, you know what I mean, that's a whole other issue. But hopefully we don't ever have to cross that bridge anyway, but just want to let you know.
Yeah, no, we should be fine, man.
Yeah, should be good. It's just a good thing to have, though, too, because, like, when they do your background screenings later, for a Google Guarantee, like let's say you do want to advance into that. I don't think you will because Google Guarantee is going to require you to get the insurance, which is kind of dumb because that means it's going to cost you 12 grand for the year. But if we do ever get you to that point, then I guess
just sign up for it and then cancel the shit.
That's not good. You don't want to do that. That'd be a waste of money. You sign up for the Google Guarantee, it's $250 just to go through the background screening. And then you pay $500 starting budget for leads, and that'll guarantee you like 13 or 14 leads for $500. You know, I think you'd be fine with this as a long-term solution. You know, I don't even really recommend Google Guarantee unless it's like you're pretty big company already. A lot of the times the Google Guarantees are just the big wigs that want it, you know, and they'll call in like, oh, yeah, I want to be up there. I want to be the number one guy. We're just like, all right. Yeah, explain it all to them. All right. Anyway, I sent you that invitation for the client interview. I'm multitasking here. I put in the request to hide your address, and then I set you up for a custom website design. I sent over that email, and then you have my number in there, too, so you could call me directly. And we also have 24/7 customer service available to you. The same number. You just hit extension 1. All right, Jesse. So the long-awaited closing of the sale. So in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $299, how do you want to do that?
I'll give you a credit card.
Okay. Is it going to be a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
MasterCard.
All right. And it's under your name, or does it have the business name as well?
No, my name.
Okay. It's Jesse Reed. All right. And is the billing address the same as the street address that they're PIN verifying?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm ready for you.
5218.
5218.
7600.
7600.
7447.
7447.
6355.
6355. Okay, and expiration date, month and year?
3/26.
3/26. Okay, and then 3-digit code on the back.
949.
949. All right. I'm going to send you the receipt and the outline of the agreement, and then I'm going to walk you through this voice verification, just as an added form of protection for you. As I'm walking you through this voice verification, if I say anything that you don't agree with, you stop me, okay?
All right.
All right. So you're on a recorded line, Jesse. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. All calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
H2O Pressure Washing, LLC.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Jesse Reed, and I am the owner-operator.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of H2O Pressure Washing, LLC today?
Yes.
Right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided today?
Yes.
All right. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. It's very important in the beginning, right? Client interview, PIN verification, advanced verification, etc. It says, in hiring our company as your Google Certified Marketing Representative, do you agree to let us know about any additional forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
What does that mean?
So we're aware of everything that you're already have online, like that's affiliated with your name, address, and phone number. But it's just saying, like, after today, which you really shouldn't need anything else after today, by the way, that platinum package, I mean, you have all those directories and everything. Like, there's no reason to go sign up for Yellow Pages or something, you know. But before you add anything, we want you to touch base with us, make sure that you're not, like, duplicating any of the listings, you know, maybe putting a wrong phone number, name, or address on there, cause a discrepancy, or, like, paying for something that you already have, you know, and keep your overhead low. Increase our chances of working together long term.
No, yeah, you're good.
You shouldn't need anything else, really. I tried to bundle I tried to bundle everything in that wasn't like already Google Ads or Google Guarantee that I could, you know what I mean, into this pricing structure. So that way this is really only $10 a day if you break it down the way I got you set up, but you shouldn't need anything else after this.
The only other thing I know that I kind of did myself or whatever, so it's understood, is Facebook is one of those, but I'm assuming that you guys will get that information from me so you can manage it.
Right.
I did run a Facebook ad at one point, or not an ad. I don't even know if it was considered an ad.
I tried something. Out there
and they asked me to
Facebook actually works really
like
good.
And I didn't get one call, so I don't know. So, but anyway.
No,
but the only other thing is Nextdoor.
Oh, yeah. No, so that's not pertaining to anything that you already have. This is saying, like, after today. Anything that's out there for your business, it's under the Google search engine. We can find it. We can see it. We're just saying after today.
Yeah. I just signed up for that, but I don't think there's even a charge for Nextdoor. That's just an app for people that live in your area I think.
Yeah, it depends. You know, there's another one, too, called I think it's called Hopper or something like that. It's like I don't know. They were telling us about it at a Google seminar where they're like, oh, this is getting real popular for, like, I don't know, if you buy an IKEA couch and you want it assembled and they come over and, like, assemble the stuff. But it's I don't know. It's not going to take over the service-based side of it anytime soon. I know that. So, obviously, you'll let us know before, or if you'll disclose any yes. additional online marketing efforts. Okay, perfect. And it says here, the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. Again, we do recommend that you try our services for at least 2 months when you first sign up, but it is month to month. You are not bound to any kind of contract. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's August 1st of 2023. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $299. However, I have you on a platinum package, and I've waived all setup fees affiliated with your campaign. Okay. Now, this pricing structure, it's locked in indefinitely. So when you decide to come back next month, the term is set up to agree to automatically renew on the first day. It'll stay $299. So that'll never go up or change. There's no other charges with this campaign. Okay, it's not ads or Google guarantees, so there's no lead fees, click fees, or call fees with this one. Okay. And then okay. It says in the fine print here, you may discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties. We do ask if you are going to discontinue our services, please let us know before the next billing date or the first of the month. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
All right. So you should have received those messages. There's two texts in there. Okay. One of them will say, Jesse, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of the invoice to the email we have on file. I'll say, like, please click here to accept the subscription terms. So if you click that, there's the outline of the agreement in writing. Everything documented in black and white, Jesse. And this is why we stick to everything that we say on the phone, is because it's sent over to every one of our clients in writing. And we know business owners always got good lawyers. Right? So we want to make sure that everything we're disclosing, we're able to fulfill our end of it. So this one will even tell you, like, wait 30 to 45 days to see maximum results, have all the products and features outlined, the billing date, the discounted pricing structure, the cancellation policy. It even breaks down, like, what's going into your Facebook ads versus what's going towards what we're doing with your local listing. So you have full transparency on that, and then you'll have a hard copy of that in your email, and we'll have a hard copy on file. So if you ever want to review it, or if you have questions, comments, or concerns along the way, that's always accessible to you.
Okay.
All right, perfect. And then there's another form in there. It'll say, Jesse, to get your Google business profile verified. Again, I think it's not going to stop us from getting you listed. I know it's not, but I think this is a deciding factor for some people between you and maybe the other guys that are up there until we can maybe build up your reputation a little bit more. So there's a form in there. You don't have to have, you know, license and insurance for your area, right? Like you were saying, you don't want to pay for it, but it's also not required. So you fill that out as much as you can, you know. Obviously, you're going to skip the questions with the license and insurance, but if you could fill out any other forms of that, we'll still try to process the advanced verification and tell them you're working with us as a premier partner and see if we could push it through that way. So just try to send it as much as you can. Anything that we could do to add to your legitimacy or give you an edge over these other guys, then we're going to do. You know, we want our client to make money. Like I said, that's the only way we're going to get paid and retain you long term, is if you're making money. So we want to legitimize all those potential factors.
Okay.
All right.
And you said you sent me some emails, because I didn't get anything. So
that's actually good that you said. Yeah, I just got a thank you for bringing that to my attention. Because I did get a mail delivery subsystem delivery status notification. It says failure here. So you said it's h2opressurewashingpros@gmail.com, right?
Let me make sure here, just to make sure that I'm... Yeah, H. Make sure that you're not putting... Make sure a lot of people for some reason put H2 and then they put a zero. It's not a zero, it's an O. So H2O.
Ah, that's it. Yeah, I put H20. You're right. Good catch. Jesus.
Yeah.
I didn't even spot H2O. That looking at it. I had to squint to see if that was a zero or... Yeah. Or the O. Okay.
It's H2O pressure washing pros at gmail.com. And I would like, I mean, I guess that's probably something that we're going to talk to the guy about, but I want to make sure as of right now, I've seen that it was available, but I would like for my website to be H2O pressure washing pro.